Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel. Hakosev, one who writes Shtei Osios, two letters on Shabbos. Bein Bimino, Bein Bismolo, whether he uses his right hand, whether he uses his left hand. Now, the truth is, the Gemara explains that we're talking about a guy over here who's an ambidextrous and could use both his right and his left. However, any other person, if he normally uses his right, and now he uses his left on Shabbos, or he normally uses his left, and now he uses his right on Shabbos, that would be like a shinoi, and you would not be chayev. Of course, it's prohibited initially to do that, but it wouldn't make one chayev. Here, when the Mishnah says, whether your right hand, whether your left hand, we're talking about an ambidextrous that can use both. Okay, so one who writes two letters, and he uses his hands. Bein mishim echad, whether he writes because of osa os pa'mai, writes the same letter twice. For example, aleph aleph, beis beis, and some explain that it can't just be aleph aleph, beis beis, but it also has to mean a word. Like gimel gimel is gag, a roof. Dalet dalet is dud, is like a cistern. Sin sin is sus, to rejoice. So it's got to be not just two letters from the same type of letter, but also a word. That's according to some mafarshim. Others say that just two letters alone is enough. Bein mishnei shemos, and whether the shtei osios show us whether the two letters are different. So whether they're the same letters, like aleph aleph, or they're different. He uses aleph beis, and then he uses beis gimel, and he uses dalet hey. So would it matter whether he's repeating those letters or using different letters? Bein mishnei sabamanos, whether he uses two different dyes. Like one uses dyoi, which is black ink, and one uses sikra, some kind of chemical. They say over here orange earth, whatever that is. B'chol lashon, whether it's in English, Japanese, Spanish, French, Hebrew, doesn't matter. He's going to be chayev a shogeg if he did it by chatas, a carbon chatas if he did it by mistake, by shogeg, and he's chayev misa if he did it by mezid. All these cases would be a case that one's liable for writing on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, Leichivu Shteyosios, that which we said that two letters is a settling factor to make one liable, he says they didn't obligate this two-letter rule, Elamishim Rosham. He says that Rabbi Yossi Tovar Shav, Filo Lokas of Osios, Elamishim Shnei Rosham, Stam Marichayim. Says Rabbi Yossi, even bigger Chiddush, even if he doesn't write a letter, but he writes like a symbol. He writes, you know, numeric one and numeric two on two, you know, two different papers next to each other. So that also makes one liable because it's giving over a message. What's the message? Shekach hayu koisvin al karshe mishkan. The beams in the mishkan that used to assemble and disassemble them when they would be traveling through the desert, and they'd make a roshim, some kind of imprint on the beams to know where to put them. Leza ezehu ben zugo, to know which beam pairs up with which beam in order not to mix up the beams with one another when you put up the Mishkan or when you take down the Mishkan. So we see from here, we say that we learned the laws of Shabbos from the laws of the Mishkan. Therefore, even if you just make some kind of symbol on it, but not actual letters, so with the requirement of two symbols, one again would be liable on Shabbos, similar to that which we did in the Mishkan, where they labeled the beams with some kind of simanim as well. Okay. Amar Rebbe, says Rebbe, Metzinu, we have found, Shem Katan Mishem Gadol, a small name from a big name. What does that mean? Shem, the name Shem, comes from Shim'on, or from Shemuel. So you have the name Shem in the name Shimon or Shmuel. Or Noah comes from Nahar, Dan from Daniel, Gad from Gadiel. So the Kahati explains that the Tana is coming to teach us that even if one had the Kavana to write the whole name Shimon, or the whole name Nahar, and then he only vocals of Allah Chalak, and he only writes part of it, he writes Dan or Noah, or Shem, like from Shimon, even though his intent was not fulfilled, he wanted to write a full name. Since with these two letters you have an actual real name, so the Mishnah is coming to tell you that you're still going to be liable for writing on Shabbos. So this is the outline so far of the rules that can pertain to writing on Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet. Hakosev, one who writes on Shabbos, shtei osios behelam echad. What happens if he writes two letters in one he'elam, which means that he forgot it was Shabbos, and then by mistake he wrote two letters, and he was not notified in between each letter, right? If he was notified in between each letter it was Shabbos, and he forgot again, so he doesn't have a full act to make him liable for a korban chatas on Shabbos. Of course, what he did is prohibited, but it doesn't make him liable for a korban chatas. So now what we're saying is that what happens when you have two letters written together, nothing interrupted you between the writing of the two letters. You totally forgot about Shabbos. You never remembered it at all. So then, of course, you have a korban chatas because it's just a regular standard case of writing two letters. If you wrote a letter and then remembered it was Shabbos, and then you forgot, and then you wrote another letter, then the two letters are divided by forgetting and remembering Shabbos, and not necessarily Yuchayev. But as long as you forgot that it was Shabbos when you wrote both letters, then of course you're liable for a korban chatas on Shabbos. Kosav bidyoy. What happens if you write it with ink? Or besam. This is like some kind of chemical and an orange earth that they would use for ink. Or besikra, some kind of red dye. Bekumis is the like the gum that comes out of a tree. Ubekankantom, and with a dye that comes out from water, which is mixed with copper elements. So the point is using various different dyes. B'chol davar shu roshim, anything that makes a sign when you use it, a roshim, and you do it al shnei kaslei zavios, on two walls that are facing one another, so you know which one is the benzugo. V'al shnei luchei pinkas, or you wrote it on two pages in your ledger, and when they're next to each other, you could make out the word. Says the Kahati that these two letters are called one with another, meaning that these two letters are normally, when you look at the walls together, the two beams together, the two pages together, you're able to read the words as they are. So then you are chag, reliable, because even though it's on two separate pages or two separate beams, since it's readable when they're pushed together, you're liable for writing that on Shabbos. And then lastly, Hakosev al-Basar, one who writes two letters on his of ink on his flesh, on his body. He's also chayev for writing on his body on Shabbos. Or Hamasarit, one who scrapes al-Basar on his flesh with a needle, and he makes an image of two letters on his flesh on Shabbos. So, of course, you'll have problems of making a bruise on Shabbos, and of course, you'll have problems of making a tattoo, which is a general prohibition. But here we're just focusing on the ksiva. If one scraped into his flesh, maybe he thinks it's not like writing paper. And even writing with marker on your hand, it's not like that either, because you're scraping into the flesh, maybe it's not really writing. Says the Mishnah, Masar al-Basaro, when he scrapes into his flesh letters, two letters with a needle, then Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev Chatos, the Blessed says that you taka ar chayev karban chatos like all other ksiva. Rabbi Yeshua Poter, why? Because this is not the norm. People don't normally do this, and therefore one would be put, or one would be exempt from writing on Shabbos. Of course, again, he's liable for making a wound on Shabbos, or for putting a tattoo on himself. But in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, he'd be put or exempt, because this is not the derech for ksiva for writing on Shabbos. And that concludes Mishnah Dalet.